promises and songs of yesterday. And I've made up my mind. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. I ain't wasting no more time. So here we go again. I bet Bowler's got this song memorized. I could see him tearing through the back streets of nowhere, Kansas, the song blaring on a cassette. Come on, Bowler. I know this is true.
Here I go again. Yeah.
I
guess it had to be on a cassette back in those days.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. This is Whitesnake. Like, I want to say 86, 87, around there.
Yeah, could be.
It was a very impressionable video too for a lot of people out there.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know what, MTV, there was a few impressionable videos back in those days.
Yeah. Hey, Lloyd decided to go no ZZ Top because we didn't want to get you emotional with the loss of Dusty Hill, who passed away at 72.
The first guy I thought of was you know who, sitting right there by you.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, man.
He passes away.
Even I had to tip out a bit of, I guess I wouldn't have had an alcoholic beverage. I tipped out a bit of my Diet Pepsi.
Okay, good. Tip your hat to Dusty Hill, man. It's tough. That's a legendary band, as you guys know, and love them or not like them. They put out some great tunes to kind of just rock to. But, yeah, you know, I don't know what the band goes from here. You got to grow a beard, Hans, if you want to join up, pal. That's all there is to it. Put on a hat, some sunglasses, dark sunglasses.
Dip out, you know, pour out a little drink, look to the sky, and go, how.
That's all you got to do, man. How.
That's it. Why?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Draft night last night, I think it went the way a lot of people thought, that the Jazz would trade out of the first round so they didn't have to get a guaranteed contract. But they end up getting the guy that, according to all reports, they really wanted all along. I know a lot of teams say that, but I think that was the case in Jared Butler. What do you think of draft night?
Well, it was amazing. I watched it all through the first round and then got word that, you know, what was going on later. But you know, it's interesting, right? Here's a guy that's an NCAA champ. He's a combo guard. I really like the way he played in the championship. And, you know, the Big 12, I mean, his credentials are incredible. I mean, first team, Big 12, you know, defensive Big 12 first team. You know, the one thing that obviously the people may not know, but by now they may, is that, you know, he has a heart condition that they knew about even in college. And obviously that probably, you know, stopped several teams, many teams, for not going for making him a high-level draft pick. But I think the Jazz obviously feel comfortable with the reports they got back. He's strong. You know, I read and saw, just watched some video of him this morning. I mean, he can dribble through traffic, great handles, a creator. A good defender, quick hands, averaged a couple of steals last year as a junior, can shoot the three. You know, for the 40th pick, this could be down the road a steal, and the Jazz get 2 second-round picks in the process by trading out on their 30th. I mean, that's pretty nifty if this thing works out. So, congratulations to Justin Zanuck for getting it done and pulling off pretty much a bit of a coup, I thought. I hope his health is solid. And, you know, he was, what, I think he originally was going to Alabama, decided to opt out and went to Baylor. So, you know, Dennis Lindsey had a son. You know, Baylor's in his blood, and I'm sure had some thoughts for Dennis as a consultant now and what direction the Jazz may want to go. So the other part of this night, a very late night, by the way, the Jazz reportedly have sent Dee Faves off to OKC and a pick, a first-round pick, mind you, and they get a second round in return. But this is all about salary dump right here, to have enough money to take care of Conley if that's the direction they go, and also to try to sidestep a lot of luxury tax. So I hate to see Faves move on, but, you know, it is what it is in this business. And the Jazz are trying to upgrade in every position they can, and D-Faves is one of the first moves they've made.
But with what happened in the draft last night and some cost-cutting moves with Derek Favors, as you just mentioned, it does seem to all point to the Jazz wanting to run back things with Mike Conley, obviously without Derek Favors, but for the most part, run back things from last year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's pretty much the plan. An addition in Jared Butler, who can handle – you know, the one and two combo guard, nice 6'3", about 200 pounds. Then you move Faves for cash availability, and also to try to not have the luxury tax be as harsh. But I would think that the Jazz, if healthy, still in the Jazz mind, the front office and ownership believes that they still are a high-level contender in the West, which I believe they are, when healthy. You know, you can run down what Denver and Jamal Murray, you still, you're hearing Chris Paul's trying to work it out to play it again, right, in Phoenix to try to make another run with Booker and DeAndre Ayton. Kawhi Leonard's knee, look, the Clippers, you know, could just, you know, if he stays, so be it, but he's not, you know, he's going to have to rehab. So there's openings for the Jazz to remain a top-level contender in the West. And why not? If Mike's got something left in the tank, you hope he stays healthy, but Scotty and Hans, as you know, if you get 60 games out of a 34-year-old with a tender hamstring at times, you know, it's a roll of the dice, but one they must feel strongly about to pursue him.
Yeah. Well, and really, you don't have any other options, because if you let him go, it's not like you can turn around and spend that money on somebody else.
Point.
I mean, that it's either you use it or you lose it, and Mike Conley will end up being the beneficiary of that, and for good reason, too. I think, you know, I think you hit a good number right on the top of the head. If you can get 60 games out of him in a full playoffs, then you're going to be in pretty good shape. But that's probably the magic number. Right
going on 34, you know, look, there's wear and tear, but he takes care of himself. I think that's the one thing you have to look at. He's probably in that LeBron category of being in shape and always coming at a high level. And look, you can't do much about age. Age just hits all of us. But at that high level, you worry about, you know, anything, Achilles, hamstrings, you know, backs for bigs. I mean, it's all part of the equation of who you want and how you're going to move them and how much do you pay. That's the other part of this as well. Does Mike want to stay because he likes the situation, right, guys? And how much does he think's a fair price? Are other teams in true pursuit? Are they going to overpay for a Mike Conley, or does he want to stay and he'll bargain and understand, let's get a fair price here that benefits me and you as a franchise? Because I would think Conley, too, would want to say, there's another piece we like to put in place. Maybe I'm living in my dream world, but if you can find a middle ground that doesn't tax the Jazz financially as high as it could, maybe there's enough that they can still pursue a free agent that helps this whole process.
You know, Buller, I was trying to put this in perspective, what we just saw with the big trade, the big move in L.A., and I was thinking, all right, how would Jazz fans feel if they got news that Joe Ingles, Royce O'Neal, let's say
Bojan,
let's say Bojan Bogdanovic, and one first round pick was moved, but you're getting Russell Westbrook, so you're going to have Westbrook on the court with Donovan and Rudy, your other two superstars. Would Jazz fans be excited about that? I'm trying to figure out how Laker fans feel about what the haul that they just gave up to put Russell Westbrook on the court with him.
Well, the first thing you think of is a player who's dynamic, aggressive, and plays angry. But I've already read reports out of L.A. this morning that indicate that in the so-called, you know, bunker you know, where they were making these decisions, they were not agreed upon by Laker execs to bring him in. I think it's a risky move. Personally, you know, you say, well, now the Lakers have the big three. But, you know, the big threes, you got to have continuity. And there has to be, you know, that team concept. And they all have to understand. I'm not sure. Now, to get back to your original question, I think the Jazz would be in shock. Fans would be. There may be some excitement because he's a scorer. But also I think it's disruptive of what the Jazz locker room would be. Okay, that's just me knowing what Quinn and what the Jazz are trying to do or continue to do. He definitely has to have the ball in his hands. I don't know how many times LeBron will be frustrated or Anthony Davis that the ball didn't come to him on breaks. I was looking at some video last night of Westbrook again. Incredible driver, man. The guy just takes on anyone and finishes really well. Has a high-level turnover rate. But at the same time, I just don't know. He's a numbers guy. He gets his numbers. He gets his triple-doubles. Can't take that away. But, again, does that fit the Laker mold? My first thought would be no. So we'll see. It's going to be a storyline, guys, that we're all talking about already. And he hasn't even got to the West Coast. But, you know, what was it? Someone last night on the drafts mentioned that was it Perkins on the air last night said that LeBron's ready to take a step back? I'm not sure that's the case. Yeah, LeBron was injured. I don't think he's thinking that he's going to take a secondary role with the Lakers. Could be wrong, but what's your take? I don't see it. LeBron, until he walks off the floor, I don't see him being a secondary player in any system.
I could see him thinking that in July, that you know, maybe it's time to take a step back and let, you know, a younger player kind of lead the way. But in the middle of February, when a team's lost four in a row, he's going to say, okay, it's my team and let's fix this.
Exactly. Like,
I think that happened in Miami to a certain extent, that I think he went into it thinking this is going to be a three-man show and we're going to go. But as that thing evolved, it was all LeBron. I mean, that was LeBron's. It was his baby.
Yeah, I don't see him stepping back and say, hey, Wes, come on in. You know, do your thing. And I'll just kind of sit back and, you know, you toss me the ball when you get tired. I just don't see that. And I don't see Anthony Davis in that realm as well. But look, they've both been injured. So yeah. Is Westbrook. He's had early knee issues, and yet he keeps on rolling. And, you know, age, again, he's over 30. You know what? I think he's 30 or 31. I may be wrong. But, you know, again, wear and tear, and the way he plays is always one you hold your breath. He's a guy that leaves his feet a lot, but on a fast break transition, I mean, hold on, watch out. You know what he does. He finishes at the rim, and that's his game. He struggles with the three, and like I said, he does force the ball a lot to teammates when he gets trapped and there's turnovers that come about. But if you already have some discussion or stories that are jumping out of L.A., saying that the management wasn't all in on this, I don't know. That's a tough one. We'll see how it plays out.
97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. The great Craig Bowlerjack, kind enough to join us as draft day is underway. And then Summer League kicks off next week here in Salt Lake City, and then we'll shift down to Las Vegas. And you'll hear all the games here on the Zone Sports Network. You can watch them on KJazz as well. But Bowler, you know, there's not a lot of huge star power on this Summer League team, but it's kind of fun to get some games back and see some of these young players and see what they can do.
Oh, absolutely. The Jazz have two teams. I'm waiting for rosters. Big T and I will be on the call. KJazz NBA TV, I understand. David James and yourself, Scotty, will be on the call.
Yeah, DJ's going to do most of them. DJ's got a soccer commitment on one of the days, so I'm going to sneak in there and do some work. So,
going to have hands drop by for a little analyst?
That's what I think.
I've done
a quarter before.
We've done that before. We need to go round two
on
that.
You guys did do that. Yeah.
Each show took a quarter. That was a fun
and,
promo.
I'd just say you got to, you know, bring some ribs, sit down and enjoy a game.
I love that. That's a great idea. Just to eat the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh,
Break down the food instead of the game.
Break down the food as the game. You know what? In summer league, you have to have something else to chat about, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
there's storyline. So why not do a barbecue session or one quarter of barbecue? I take my headsets and look up at you. I think we're actually going to be able to sit on the floor. I'm not sure what radio is, but I believe.
Oh, I guarantee we're not on the floor.
No? Okay. I'm excited. I hope that holds true. Just because you have the ability to kind of get back into the flow of things. So it's been 2 years since that's occurred. So that'll be
that
fun.
Be like
but
Jared Butler,
point, I'm
Jared
glad
Butler hit like 41%. I ate 41% of these ribs. Yeah, we could have some fun with that baller.
Yeah, I think so.
Sweet, it's a sweet shot, just like the hint of honey in this barbecue
sauce. Yes. That was crispy. But tender, yes.
Tender. You can,
yes. No, I think it's great. You know, it's great to see young players who have dreams and watch them develop. We'll see. I know Jarrell Brantley, I read, has committed to play. I'm anxious to see who the Jazz put on those two rosters, by the way. Memphis will be here along with San Antonio with a pick. So, you know. Then you go down to Vegas and you get more playing time. I don't think, from what I've heard, Butler will be, until the trade goes through and all those things and physicals and what have you, I'm not sure if we'll see him until Vegas. I'd love to see him on the floor.
Yeah.
But we'll wait and see how that turns out.
What about Azubuike? Have you heard any word on him?
I haven't. I would love to see him play. He needs time, man.
I would be shocked if he's not playing.
And with Favor now moving on to Oklahoma City, Brantley, Jawan Morgan, and Doak all become big factors, and I'm sure eyeballs on them as well. I like to see Azubuike get a lot of minutes, in fact, and see what he's all about. That injury hit him quickly last year in February, and I would think he's got to be at a high level of health now, and I'm sure really chomping to get on the floor. So I'm hoping he'll be a part of that as well.
Bowler, appreciate your time as always good to catch up, and have a great summer league coming up next week, and look forward to catching up with you as well.
Thanks, Bowler.
Yeah, we'll catch up and have a great weekend, guys. Take care.
You too.
The best, Craig Bowler Jack, right here on the Zone Sports Network.